Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. It said you've been kicked from this conference.
Yeah, that's on my end, though, for sure.
I was going to say, it told me that, and then it ended. I figured it was a time limit, maybe.
Google oversees our operation, so all of our calls are recorded. And so, like, the recording times out at 60 minutes exactly. So we just hit the one-hour marker, and
it's just for the recording purposes, then?
Yeah, so I had to restart it when I called you. Called you back. You know, I'm trying to figure out why this Google verification form. I can't see anything on my end that would be causing it. It sounds to me when it says, like, clear catch and stuff like this, it's like a memory issue with your phone. You know?
Yeah, this email is it's a brand new email account as well. And I've definitely got storage. Which email would the one I need to click on be? Because there's two of them that say action needed. One of them is the invoice. The other is just a welcome to.
You already signed the invoice one, the welcome one. You're looking for the one for Google verification.
And
so Google may need additional photos to proceed further. Say action required.
Matter which one I click.
Either one, it doesn't matter. I sent it a few times just because we couldn't figure out what was going on with the other one, so.
It still gives me this damn thing.
For that link?
Yeah. What in the world is happening?
You don't have another phone, do you?
I can just try this on my computer.
Well, it'll definitely go on the computer. It's just different. With the computer, you have to, like, send the photos from your phone to the email, upload them to the computer, then upload them on the file. So it's kind of like
that's
tedious.
I've done that plenty of times. I make all my logos on my computer anyways.
Yeah, I love you already, and honestly.
I like to do things on my phone. Because
imagine trying to explain this to your dad, though. You know, it's like,
terrible with this stuff.
It's hard.
I don't really even tell him a lot about it, because I just figure it's better that I can show him when it's all done instead of keeping him updated through the whole process. Because like I said, I mean, he's not a part of this. This is
I'm just saying, I have older clients like that, though, where I tell them, like, hey, you're going to have to hop on the PC and upload a file. And they're like, how do I do that? You know? I'm loving your youth and your ability right now. Yeah. It's for the younger generation, it's a simple thing. But I guess for the older guys, it's like, it's like foreign. That's what I hire you guys for. I'm like, but we still need your pictures.
It's second nature to me. I mean, nobody ever had to teach me how to use a computer, so it's I get frustrated with an older person who doesn't know how, because I understand, you know, it was never around when they were my age and they didn't get their whole life to use it.
I still remember that era, you know. I was still alive in that era where it was like, okay, in high school I didn't have a phone, you know? Like we navigated to and from home, grab her bike, whatever the heck, you know, I got a car my senior year. But it was something I thought it was a hunk of junk.
I wish it was still the way it used to be when I was in grade school.
Yeah, that was cool. I loved that. Like, I used to just pull up to my friend's house, or they'd pull up to my house, and we would take off on our bikes, go jumping ramps, playing in the dirt all day. You know what I mean? The local neighbor hose was like a water fountain. We would just ride around sun up to sun down, and we'd actually, like, talk to each other instead of send text messages.
It's definitely better.
Yeah, I feel like you just had a lot better relationships with people back then than you do nowadays.
Yeah, I would agree with that one. What?
But kids are genius. Like, I have a son, he's just like, he already knows how to use a tablet, and he's got access to, like, crazy information already at such a young age. He's learned a lot of stuff that I probably wouldn't have taught him if we were still doing it old school. So, I mean, I see the benefit to that, too. Like, I'm already having full conversation.
I will say,
3-year-old.
Yeah, if he ever wanted to do any online school, or he thought that might be better for him, because I will be the first person to say, online school or homeschool for a child for their whole life is 100% not the way to do it, because those social skills are definitely needed, and they're not supposed to gain that any side school. But
I agree.
If he wanted to do, like, online school, I would say go through Penn Foster, if you've ever heard of that. If not, it's not a big deal. That's who I used. I think it was senior year, $700, which that's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So if he wanted to do something along those lines, I would say go through Penn Foster. You still learn.
Okay.
But it's a little bit more kind of directed towards the choosing it than a public school would be. In your area,
that's good advice. It's good advice that you say that. Oh, 80? That's it?
That's 7 through 12. That's not my class.
Wow.
My class, it's 15 to 20 people a class. It's a
I think my senior year was kind of like that. I think it was more than 80, though. I think it was like 200. But I did go to a private school my senior year. And it was like my mom had passed away, and they were like, okay, come over here. You know, I was great at football. And they were like, come over here. You know, your dad's not really able to look out for you. So I was just kind of running around. Like the government had emancipated me from my dad. So it was like if I went and seen my – so, I was like legally an adult at 16. So they told me like, hey, you don't have to pay any tuition if you want to come here. It's called Brethren Christian. It's a Christian school in Huntington Beach, California. And then I went over there, and it was like that. It, you know, we had little kids from, you know, K through 12 at the school, and it was really small. It was probably like 200 people total. Like,
I mean,
all grade.
There's pros and cons. You have less really openness to do what you would want to do as a student, because if they offer it to one student, they have to offer it to all students. And my principal wasn't the nicest lady, so we kind of butted heads with that. That's why, because I in all honesty, I did drop out of my high school to continue my education online, whether or not I was continuing it or just getting the diploma. That's not the biggest deal. Like I said, I had good grades. I had offers to go to school. I just didn't want to. I didn't think it was for me. So I just went and got the diploma. And, you know, if I was going to go through 12 years of school, I definitely wasn't going to settle with the GED. So I went ahead with Penn Foster for the diploma, because they do a fully legitimate nationwide recognized service. So your diploma is good anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, that says they even go college there, too. You could do college.
Yeah,
I was looking it up.
They've got an in-person school in Scranton, Pennsylvania, but I just, you know.
Oh, there's one in PA, and there's one in Scottsdale, too.
Arizona. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know they had one there.
Yeah, they have one in Arizona. Yeah, but I've been looking, I've been thinking about it. I don't know if I wanted to do homeschool. Like, I kind of did, but then I kind of don't because of the social skills. Like, I'm a real social person, and I want my son to kind of, you know, I feel like people develop with other people around them. But it's also, like, the way society is going nowadays. Like, you were saying, hey, I would just leave America, you know? Yeah, it's like they have this, like, oh, you could be a girl and a boy and blah, blah, blah. And
that's one reason. I don't think I want my kids to go to public school. It's because they're going to be taught
it's tough
like
right
that.
Now. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's tough right now.
I want to be
it's
inclusive
tough.
As I can, but those are things that I was, one, raised not to believe, and two, personally don't believe in. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I don't want to get
I'm
into this over
school.
The...
I'm old school Christian. No, you're speaking my language, though, you know. I'm old school Christian, so I know the Bible forbids that.
So I'm glad you can recognize that. You know,
A
lot of things come from California.
Oh, we see it. There's still a lot of us good old boys out here, you know?
That's
we're still
thing.
Like I'm in Orange County, so we're about a half hour south of Los Angeles. And you get up into Los Angeles, it's crazy. It's just disgusting. Like but we're in the real nice like beach cities. Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, don't let that stigma like stop you from or make you dislike California, because if you come out here, you don't even got to talk to nobody. You know, you just get a truck and you can drive, you know, bay all the way down, and it's some of the most beautiful landscape in the world, like, in the world. You could just pull off and not talk to anybody for a whole day if you want, and just go down to the beach and find your own little spot and just hang out. And
as long as I don't have to worry about their taxes or them trying to steal my truck, I'm good.
Yeah, the taxes suck, but we're not going to let them, like, scare us off the land and then give it all, like, the best land that we have, basically, in the States to a bunch of foreigners, you know? So there's a lot of us down here.
I do have one question.
Holding forward. Uh-huh.
Will I have to wait to upload the picture of my truck until I have it back? Or can I just,
have an old one. Yeah, if you have an old one,
I'm not... I'll have to search, see if I do have one with the license plate in it.
To be honest, Ethan, like, they don't really care. Like, if there's something in there, they're like, okay. If there's nothing in there, it's like, what is he hiding? Then it sets off a... Yeah, you just put a picture of it. I mean, you could blur out the license plate. They're just kind of looking like, okay, there's a photo in there. Obviously, he's willing to cooperate with that. And then, you know, it has Illinois license plate. Okay. And then they move on to the next thing. They don't really, like, dive into it. They're not going to be pulling VINs. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if guys, like, took a picture of their neighbor's car and then blurred it out and said, hey, this is a business car. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, whatever works. I make sure before
yeah.
I actually...
It's more like the
like
stuff
said,
where your insurance and your registration, and like that stuff's got to be, you know, legitimate.
Yeah, and that was another thing is I don't have
insurance.
Any physical copies of these things. Those are all
okay.
online.
So you're saying you got into the forum, right?
yeah. I'm sitting on this forum.
Okay, hallelujah.
It works on the computer.
Okay, perfect. I'm happy you said that. Okay,
so
and then,
do,
at the bottom?
The invoice was from Local Splash, right?
Yes.
Okay,
that,
so I can
it,
do the...
And it could just be a business invoice. It could be anyone. It could be that one. It could be a different one.
Okay.
But at the bottom, it tells you. I just want to key on this so you don't panic, right? At the bottom, it tells you right there, if you're missing anything, we may need to do a three-way call with the Google rep. Sometimes that's the only option. As long as you're open
so that
to that option.
That call is just in case I don't have all of that information then.
Yeah, well, the client interview is different. The client interview is setting up your account.
Yep.
So, I can do that regardless.
Well.
Yeah, but for the verification, that's a separate one where it's like, okay, if you don't have all the stuff in the form, then the only option is to verify over the phone, and we'll do a phone verification. So you just got to check the box that you're okay with that, because we'll just call, if you're okay with it, we'll just call you like, hey, Ian, you know, this is my buddy over here at Google, explain to him.
Would that
you
be
know.
The bottom yes or no selection?
Yeah, you want to say you're okay with us doing that three-way call.
It says only available for business license, which I could provide that somehow.
Yeah. So, like I said, it usually takes these guys 2 to 3 days to get through this form. Like, the fact that we're getting through it right now is, like, it's amazing. So, I mean, do what you
what
can
about,
with it.
Would that be my business debit card, or would that be business card as in, you know, my business?
Say that again?
It says upload a picture of your business card. I would assume that would just be my my marketing card if I had one.
Oh, yeah. No, not like your debit card. Yeah, it's more just like if you have like a business card. Some people don't have them. You know, it's kind of like an old school thing, really.
It's okay. Not add things in those in like 2 or 3 spots and then do that three-way call.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely don't have a business card.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, the point is you want to fill it out as much as you can. So don't just put, 1, 2, 3. Still go through it, and like anything you can, fill it out. A business card, some people don't have business cards. That's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why we put that at the bottom, though, because we used to have it like 6 years ago where we would just send the form, and then the people wouldn't have something, and then Google would tell us, like, hey, we have to verify it, and then we're calling them without verifying that they wanted to be called with a Google rep on the line, and it could just turn messy. So we had to add that last part in there, you know? Because, like, me and you might talk a bit more, informal than you get on the phone and, like, oh, I'm talking to a Google rep on a recording line? What the F, John? Yeah. That's a little different. But yeah, if you just check that box and then, like I said, try to fill it out as much as you can. Do not panic if you're missing anything. I know there's some that are in red, where those are like the main ones. You see the little red dot next to it?
1 second. Yeah, the ones that you have to fill out.
Yeah, email, name, phone number, company name, tools and equipment.
I've already got those out. So
even the business license and insurance isn't one of the red ones. You know what I mean? Upload picture of business registration, that one's red. So it's like, you don't, because not every state and every industry, you have to have a license and insurance. You know what I mean? For the guys that advertise on Google. So that's why that one's not red. It's more so just if it applies to you. So If you don't have a business card, no problem. You know, if you don't even have an invoice yet because you haven't got one, no problem. Like, those ones are fine. We're just mainly looking for the red ones. And then it tells you, too, if anything's missing, three-way call, verify you that way. So no matter what, you're going to get verified and listed.
Okay. Okay. Down to the equipment, the truck, and I'm sure I can get a couple other things on there as well.
Okay. I'm going to pull up this form for your client interview. You'll still have to do the client interview here in about 30 minutes, but I'm just going to fill this out as much as I can so that way the call is like super easy for them since I have you on the line.
So if I was to go to my email and get the picture of when my business was actually pushed through to the IRS, would that be enough to add a screenshot of that to this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Exactly what they want.
I'll just do that then.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Boom. Preferred language is always going to be English. You don't speak any other languages, right?
Fluently, no.
Yeah. Good. I ain't got to worry about that, really, in Illinois. It's more if you're, like, South Texas and you get these. You got to speak multiple languages. All right. I think we found them. Boom. I know the bread and butter is like excavating, land clearing. I know you said gravel or some gravel stuff. What other services can I list just to give them a head start on like the keyword research?
Okay, so for keywords, I'd like the clearing, excavation. Pretty much any excavation is able. Yeah. Well, I guess that'll.
Excavation's a given, yeah, because that's the main category. So all the excavation stuff, but do you do grading, resloping?
It can be added. I didn't know if that would fall into the excavation. One second here, yeah. I'll give you a best. I'll pull up this list just so I'm not trying to think of them off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, and if you do like hardscape or landscape designs.
No, I don't offer any landscaping per se.
Okay.
In that respect, it's all machine work.
Yeah, I got you.
So you could add tree removal.
Okay.
Building prep or site prep.
Site prep, yep, that's in there.
One second here.
So I got excavating services, excavating contractor, land clearing, gravel, grading, resloping, tree removal, site prep.
Would you say that would be not quite enough to add onto there? Or is
there's other little keywords, you know. So like, you know, people might type in brush clearing. So that's enough to get us started, though. And then, obviously, during the client interview here in 30 minutes, you know, you could always
go over some for me.
Yeah, that's a good starting point. That's pretty much what I was looking for.
All right, so that's marking that. Okay. Come on, computer. All right. File. I'm busy.
Scheduled between 9 and 10 Pacific Standards. Okay. So, form for Google Business Verification sent. Yes. License. Let's put yes. Insured, no. Getting no. Hold on, let me make sure I don't take that. Getting insurance. Okay, business page. You don't have a Facebook business page?
I'm not sure if it's a business page, but I do have a Facebook page.
Okay, not a personal one, though. It has to just be for the business, like Reed Land Management.
Yeah, it's for the business. I just wasn't sure it was actually registered as a business-oriented account.
Oh, we'll do that. We're going to run Facebook ads on it. I just want to be able to, because we can't duplicate it. So I'll look it up right now, see if I can find it with your business name and number. I want to give them the link to that so that way they'll ask you for access to that business Facebook page to be able to run the ads. So it's going to give it a big boost.
Okay.
Okay. Read management. Let's see if we get anything. I'm just typing that in. If not, I'll go with the number. Okay, I found one and another one that's LLC. Okay, this one is a 334-471-0889. I don't think that's you. You have a blue logo? Oh, yeah, this is you. Yeah, I found it. 309-651-8044. Okay. I like the logo.
Yeah, oh, I'm not the greatest. Blue.
No, it looks good. I like your equipment. The equipment looks cool. Usually it's always like yellow.
Oh, is it? Is that the, there's a blue skid steer in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like for some brush clearing.
It's not my skid steer, but I figured the blue would go good with the logo.
Yeah, it looks good. Blue's my favorite color, so for me, I like it. Okay. Let me go.
Why not?
Okay, website needed. Yes. Use client's own domain. No. Purchase domain for him. Payment, PayPal integration. No. You don't have any way of like accepting PayPal or like payments online?
I've got a PayPal.
Okay.
I just didn't put it on there. I figured everything I would do would either be figured out there at the time because I
yeah, we can
payments, you know, before the job is done, of course. So
yeah, we can hyperlink your PayPal account to your .com site. So if somebody needs to like submit a payment to you through the site, it's kind of cool to have it set up that way because sometimes PayPal will charge you like anywhere from 2-5% per transaction, but it puts it on the customer if they fill it out online. So I'll just leave that as an option for PayPal integration on the site if you want to add it. That way they could just go onto your .com, punch in their own card information, and pay you right there through the site.
Okay.
Make your life easy. And then you'll just get like a notification of it through PayPal or through a text or email. Call tracking number. No call tracking numbers. So we'll call his line directly. And then splash call app. Yes. Please provide full access to app and intro video. Okay. Target area is full up to 45 mile radius. Clients preferred. Do you prefer to be contacted phone call, text message, or email?
Phone call.
Okay. Calls. Okay. Subscription terms have already been signed. That's great. All right. Boom. Hours of operation are 7 to 7, Monday through Sunday. I usually do all this like post-call, but I'm like, I got you on the line, might as well.
I'm just trying to add these pictures anyway, so
yeah, take your time with it too. If you have any questions on any of it, fire it at me. Okay,
so on the business license in Illinois, for the work that I do, I actually don't need a license,
right?
So I'll leave that open until I put insurance on it, and I'll put this on my business registry because I've got
exactly
the registration.
Yeah, that's so fine. That one's not always required because it differs from state to state. So this is like the same cookie cutter form that we give to everybody for every industry throughout the U.S., but it doesn't always apply to them. So that's totally fine. That's most required documents. Okay. Hide address. Residence. Request. Facebook ads on Twitter. Link for your Facebook profile. Save. It's going to make their life a lot easier for the client interview. And they could just walk you through the questions. It'll be super smooth.
Okay. And for pictures of workplace, should I do a picture of my house or what should I do for that?
Yeah, I mean, I've had guys send me, like, just a picture of equipment, like, hey, I work on this equipment. I mean, you could send that skid steer photo in if you wanted to, honestly, or, you know, because your job site's going to vary. So your job site's going to vary based on what you're doing. So I've also had guys that are, like, carpenters, and they just send me a picture of, like, a bandsaw, and then Google approves it, you know.
Okay.
All right, so we're all set for your client interview here. It's going to be about 24 minutes. I gotta go. I submitted the profile, but I gotta go downstairs just to make sure that they have the heads up on this call. Like, I want to make sure they can pull some analytics too, just so that we have at least full 15 keywords to launch. So, I'll let you focus on filling that out for right now, and then I'm gonna have my rep circle back with you here at the top of the hour for the client interview. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I should be done with everything that I can add right now, actually.
Yeah, and you have my direct number extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. So, it's, you know, if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, even if it's on the weekend, call in. You know, we always have somebody here to help you.
Okay. Yeah, I did save that, so.
All right, Ian. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to working with you. Obviously, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Was really happy I can get that position for you. I know it's going to save you a lot of money, and we're going to steal you away from Home Advisor.
But also, it took you a lot more.
Yeah.
So I can go ahead and submit this. The only thing that I didn't do was the business card and the insurance. Everything else is done.
Yeah, submit it, and then you could always add stuff to it later. Like, you can go back to the link, and yeah, you'll be able to add stuff too later. So submit it, and then that'll give them a head start. Google will review it, and then they'll let us know if we need to actually add anything else, and we'll let you know what they say too. So we'll be in communication.
I click submit. Okay. Yep, it worked. It worked. It just
took there we go. Beautiful. Yeah, you're way ahead. You're like 2 or 3 days ahead. I already pushed that pin. So the pin's coming in the mail. Do this client interview, and then obviously once that pin comes, I need the 5-digit number off the back of it. When the website's completed, they'll send you the initial draft of it, and then any changes you want to make, just let us know. We'll fine-tune the campaign. We want to make sure that by the time the 15th, 16th rolls around that it's looking beautiful and how you want it to look.
Okay. I do have another call with that client now. That's not right away. I just didn't know if you might have a possible time frame on what the next call I have will be, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we usually we're supposed to tell you guys, like, it takes 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case it takes longer. But with all the notes that I submitted, it should be pretty, I mean, on the lower end of that, like 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that should be plenty good then, because I don't think I need to really talk to them until about noon. So I should.
Okay. It will be with a separate rep, though. Like, it's going to be one of our reps downstairs in the client interview department. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. Thank you. Yep. You have a good one. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.